You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
'Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here.
Are we going live?
The Swallows are here.
Oh, shit.
Is that what's happening?
Yes, we are.
Oh, I had no idea you even started.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I was trying to find my thingy-majigger. Not lame when it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just search your album, you know what I mean? It wants you to search the internet.
Mm.
Don't want any of that. Yeah, so it won't search my freaking...
Weird.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
It is.
It can't search your library. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Well, this is not working out.
I guess you should have had that ready before you started.
It was supposed to be right here in my playlist, but for some reason, it's not.
Hmm.
But this isn't even the right thing either.
That's all right.
But this will work. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Where have you been? Where have we been?
Going crazy.
Crazy.
Running in circles, chasing our tail.
You think everyone's crazy?
Yeah.
Right now?
What are we, 7 days away from Christmas or six?
Six. I say six.
I say six.
Because you can't really count the
days. Hi, Dana Joe.
What's up, Dana? You can't really count the day of Christmas, right?
I don't know. I guess you do. I don't know. Some people celebrate Christmas Eve. Some people celebrate Christmas Day. Or both.
Okay. We never did Christmas Eve.
No.
We're always a Christmas Day person.
Yeah, Christmas
people.
Day. It's in the daytime.
For sure.
It's what we like.
For sure.
To be in the day.
Yeah. This Christmas is going to be so different.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't even know if Patrick will be down from the mountains.
Yeah, it's going to be maybe no Pat, no Ariel. She's in California. My mom will be here, but she'll just be sleeping, you know, because she sleeps all day.
Yep.
And then I have to work at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
That's the first time in a long time that you've had to work on Christmas Day?
20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, even unless it snowed on a Christmas at some point when I had to do snow removal and that kind of stuff. But
I don't remember that ever being.
Yeah, me either, ever since I was working at the radio station.
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
I'm tired. I've had a busy morning.
I know.
I got a lot of stuff done while you were gone.
I know. But what?
Nothing. I was going to say, we got the rest of the Christmas cards in the mail today.
That is crazy.
I think so far we've sent out like 150 Christmas cards.
That is crazy.
Thank you, everyone, for sending in your addresses so you could get a crazy swallow card.
You know, what's funny is that everyone really wanted one after
the first round went out
because then I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm seeing these pictures and I'm seeing this cool stuff. And there's glitter in there. I want something with glitter.
I want glitter.
Yeah, they do.
Luckily
everyone loves
you.
Glitter. I think the...
You hang out with me, you get covered in glitter.
For me, the best freaking... the best comment so far was that I think my boyfriend hated the glitter.
I think that was Josie, yeah.
Was it Josie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. I love that. Because some people just aren't into the glitter. Someone else tried to get their husband or boyfriend to open the glitter over their computer.
I know, I saw that. Yeah. That'd be mean.
That would be mean. But that you would have Swallow in your computer forever.
Ever, forever. Everyone who got some glitter just has a little bit of Sean and Shayna with you.
All the time.
Ever.
And I hope that for the rest of your life, when you see glitter, you think of us.
Absolutely.
You think of happiness and joy.
Absolutely.
I had to put my joy hat on today.
I know. I'm glad you did.
Fighting into my joy. Fighting it.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But I got my joy hat on, my Ringmaster hat that I made. Feels good. Heavy.
Yeah, good.
I haven't worn a leather hat in a long time.
Should feel heavy. You're out of practice.
The weight of happiness.
Maybe.
Maybe so. Awesome. Well, yeah. There was a couple things that we were going to talk about.
Well, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
I know, and I can't find the damn thing. And
that's weird.
I know, because it's in here.
But it's in your music.
It's
you
in
should probably
my
put it another
music.
Place so you have it more than one place.
Don't do that.
I do like Steve Miller. That was Steve Miller, if you didn't know. I would say Fly Like an Eagle.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Just maybe what you're supposed to think right now.
Yep.
It's crazy, the holidays, right? They can get you.
They can be heavy on your psyche and your emotion.
Absolutely. They can weigh you down.
They can weigh
you
down for sure.
You shouldn't let them.
No. It's hard not to, though.
Is it?
Well, sometimes it is.
I guess so.
Because sometimes there's a lot
struggling.
Of stuff.
Yeah, it was hard.
You struggled before.
I did. I struggled over Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And now I'm struggling over Christmas. Got no children. They're all gone.
Right.
You know, that's weird.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It is weird. I already talked about what I thought. It is weird.
Yeah.
But I'm doing much better now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm doing much
better. And it's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so we should focus on some happy thoughts. Like, I'm happy that I have this job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm happy that I have the opportunity to be in this crazy media world and work this really cool, casual job that I have right now.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, that's a good happy thought. Mm-hmm. And again, it's sometimes it's
hard when you're not being abused anymore.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to not be abused, like you're so conditioned to it.
Right.
That you want it, like a drug.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't realize that you miss it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, here's a happy thought for you.
What's that?
Life is short. Smile while you have teeth.
Where did you hear that?
I don't know.
Is that just one that you picked up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love it. Because
absolutely.
It really is important.
Your life only gets better when you do.
Someday.
Work on yourself and the rest will follow.
Someday we might all not have teeth.
Well, that's a possibility.
You know.
You don't have teeth when you're dead.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You don't think
so?
But
you're dead, so you're not really having teeth, right? You're not really using them? Oh, you sound good.
So go be happy today. I did it. I'm a genius.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
That's right. We need to ramp this baby up. We need to ramp it up, because it is Happy Thoughts Thursday. And we just need to be happy.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to everyone who sent us back a Christmas card.
We have a lot of thank yous.
We have gotten several cards so far. Amanda Ryle, or Amanda Croissant, how I knew her in school. She gave us the most amazing candy wreath.
That was the candy wreath.
Man, that is some work.
I don't know how she made that, because it's hard to get the candy off of it. I had to get scissors.
Yes, yes.
Well, there's a Milky Ways and stuff.
I know. Oh, you've been enjoying it. And Patrick says he's going to devour it when he gets here. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have the Z family.
The Z family. They go over the top.
They're fun.
That's a cool group, right?
Yes. And we just got their Christmas card. And it is
they
kind of
gave us two Christmas cards.
They
Those
did.
They're crazy.
When we went up and cut down Christmas trees, they took pictures.
Yep, yep.
And they're awesome. So that was the other Christmas card that we got. It's all the pictures of them. And that's super fun. So thank you, you guys.
I love their creation, where it looks like they had some sort of tree problem. Well, luckily there was a photographer there to help capture the moment and then rescue them from underneath that tree.
Yeah, that's great.
Because they picked a really big tree and it fell right on top
of them.
It's amazing. The whole family.
They all survived.
Why would you stand under a tree?
You don't know. It's your first time.
It's first time. Mm-hmm. You can't blame them. They're wonderful
people.
It's
your first time.
Yeah, you can't blame them.
So I sent Christmas cards to my lovely sisters.
I know. I'm surprised by that.
Even though they don't like me, I sent them a card. And my one sister sent me back a card. So that
really?
Was nice.
Who did? Oh, yeah, that's
Thank
right.
Thank you.
She sure did. Where is that
Thank
one? This
you.
One?
Yep.
Oh, it's a stock card. She sent this to everyone. Oh, she wrote in it. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Love us.
That's
love.
So great. Oh, look.
So I didn't say love in ours. I just said
yeah,
us.
No, it's okay. This one's really nice. To my new friends, Sean and Shayna.
Oh.
May Christmas joy light up your world. Thank you for accepting me and who I am. Wishing you the best Christmas ever and prosperous.
That's right. Prosperity.
Uh-huh. Love and a loving new year, Dina Jo.
Dina Jo. Oh, Dina's listening right now. I know she is.
Thank
I saw her.
We love your car.
Love that car, Dina.
This one is from your friend, Sean Corbett.
Sean,
who
we sent
one to. Yep.
Now, I talked to him today, and he said he has not opened his.
Oh, fine.
He put it under the tree, and he's saving it for Christmas morning.
Oh, I love it.
So he doesn't really know what's inside, but since he has Facebook, he probably has a pretty good idea.
I love it. And then we got one here from Gabe and Tara.
That one has extra notes on
it. I know. They want to come to the Halloween party. So we'll have to invite them next time.
But they have to wait 11 months?
Yeah.
Well, we better have a different – we should have a different party.
Another party?
Remember when we used to have that white trash party, like the flamingo party?
Yeah.
And we would have every guest.
That was
guest.
In spring instead of Valentine's
Day. Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people do.
We have Peggy, Sarah, and Ryan.
Peggy, Sarah, Ryan.
Thank you.
Oh, they must have a wiener dog. They're a wiener dog family.
I love it. It's super cute.
Wiener dog families are committed to their wiener dogs.
Yes.
And then it's all things wiener dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jobin and Burley.
Oh, you know what?
Burley gives the best cards.
That one is like handmade, stacked.
It's super nice.
It's like three layers. Those are cool when they do the three-dimensional cards.
She also sends loaded cards.
Yeah, she puts those little like pickles in there where you open
and
them up.
And positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts like, hey.
You're good.
It's okay.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you poop doesn't mean you're shitty. Stuff like that.
Everything that glitters is gold. Right.
Exactly. Those are beautiful.
That's fun.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for
the
Christmas cards.
We'll see what comes in the mail today.
Yes.
That is super great.
Oh. I'm getting texts from the Green Eye Monster.
Oh, is he home already?
I guess so. Yeah. So another thing that I want to talk about is this dance lesson thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a dance instructor, you know how to dance really well. We want to learn how to dance.
Yeah.
It's time.
2020.
I want to learn how to swing dance.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn how to dance.
Charleston.
Yeah, I want to learn how to dance to our stuff. You know what I mean? Like our intro music.
Right.
Because I haven't even played our intro yet.
I know. You couldn't find it.
Well, I found the Happy Thoughts. I lost it again. Shit, lol.
That's funny.
I know. And nothing is... I have
weird.
This.
Your phone updated.
My phone updated and I've lost all kinds of stuff. This. I have this. Whoa.
What is that?
Come on, girl. Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
It's me, Jackie Mo.
That's right. Love me sexy.
That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get Rainforest sweating, baby. Swamp sweating.
Swamp sweating.
Bathtub full of sweat. Sweaty bathtub. Wants to love me sexy. Love me sexy.
This is more 70s, I would say. No bump and grind.
What's up, Jess? Shell, Lucy.
We
want to learn how to dance, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Shauna and Shayna to hit the dance floor.
Yeah.
And just explode with our love. But I'm a horrible dancer. I'm all
Ginger and Fred Astaire.
Yes, exactly. They'll be calling us Shauna and Shayna instead of Ginger and Fred.
I have come across a new TV channel on our cableless television, 28.1, and they are playing musical movies.
We're just doing a little
old ones.
Podcast.
Old ones.
What? You don't want? You don't have to be
it. What?
No, I just.
You need to wrap a present.
Huh?
All right. Okay. I have some purple ribbon.
What's
I found
okay?
it.
We can do all that.
Yeah.
We can do all that. We're just taking.
We have a visitor. We just
might
popped over.
Like a 2-hour broadcast today.
No.
Yeah, we're just letting it roll.
2 hours. We don't have nothing to talk about for 2 hours.
We have everything to talk about. This is your secret Santa gift?
Secret Santa gift.
Oh, secret Santa gift.
Lori from work.
Oh. Ooh, what'd you get her?
So, were you assigned these or did you just grab this off the
her
tree?
Her favorite color is purple or Kelly green.
Were they in an envelope?
Scent, nothing floral. Flavor, cinnamon, chocolate, salty, crunchy. She sounds fun.
The way
collectibles,
you read it.
Fun socks. She likes to drink wine, red blends, or Pinot Noir. Ooh, indulgence. Homemade chocolate chip cookies. I should throw a couple of my homemade chocolate chip cookies
right?
in
what
there.
What do you think? Tell her not to eat them all at once.
Stores, Kohl's, and BB&B. What is BB&B?
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh, Bed Bath and
I was
Beyond.
Thinking like BB&B.
Yeah, no,
big,
you're thinking DP.
Big BBC.
BBC.
Yeah. Black chocolates.
I love it.
So,
oh
man, you're on top.
Oh,
of
I
it.
Like cookie that. Skillet, yes. Gingerbread guy. Chocolate chip cookie skillet.
On top.
Ooh,
of
some good red wine.
Freak show.
Freak show.
Exactly $10 more, and I want this thing, so I've blown the budget.
Is that supposed to like
Michael Scott?
Is that going to give away that it's from you because it's freak show?
Oh,
I love it. Ooh, and a Yankee candle.
Yankee candle, which.
14.5% alcohol this wine is.
Mm. Oh, that smells good. What is this?
I want to try some
Freak yeah.
Show.
Sugar, cinnamon, apple.
If you
want to
send me some wine, send me some
Yummy.
Freak Show Red.
Yeah, that's
so,
good.
So much for chocolate.
I dig this.
That's okay. Nothing floral. So she's good with that.
Is that the cinnamon candle? Does it smell salty?
It smells good.
Cinnamony?
Salty? Smells salty.
It's a Yankee candle.
Who's that, Shelly? Is that what it says on there?
Shell, Freak Show is delicious. Yeah, Shelly says Freak Show is delish.
Good.
This is
She'll
the red.
Be happy.
And it sounds like it gets you hammered at 14.5% alcohol.
I feel like I had one of those little things you put over the bottle to protect it.
Did you need paper? Because I think all
Tissue
we have.
Paper?
I think all we have is Star Wars Christmas.
Nah, I have some silver.
Does she like Star Wars?
I have.
You have purple.
Ribbon.
Purple rain.
There's some colors she likes.
Absolutely. We'll make a big, beautiful bow and put it on
did
there.
Get paper?
No, I have some. Old look at it. See if you like it. It's like silver and gold.
Audrill has entered. Thanks for joining us. Good for you, Secret Santa.
Right. So it's a $25 budget, and I blew it by...
$10.
No.
$15.
Did you double it? As long as you did Michael Scott.
$7.50.
Do you know how much Yankee candles are?
Yeah. They're expensive.
They are.
Yeah. That little one you got is probably $20 candle.
Oh, I just got her a couple pieces of
chocolate. Stupid Yankee. Why they gotta be so expensive?
Because they're made by hand.
By Yankees?
By Yankees.
The Northerners.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I have some bubble wrap over there on the work table if you wanna.
So I blew the budget by $25.
Yeah.
But Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's better when you blow the budget, I think. I do too. I think so. We have everything you need in the Everything Swallow household here.
Is this Kelly Green?
That is close to it, yeah. That's right. You should put it right in there. Right on the top.
You could wrap.
Who's that, Ashley? Aubrey. Who is that? I can't see it.
I don't know. Audrell. It's Audrell.
Audrell?
Adrell, I believe.
Hello.
Yeah, Adrell, I believe.
Okay.
And
that's real good.
V. I don't know what that V stands for.
You know what? I love wrapping presents here. I love wrapping presents.
I know.
Every year they ask us if we wrap presents at St. Nick's, and we don't, you know? We don't wrap gifts there. But I would.
I would wrap the wine.
Yeah, wrap the wine. Ooh, I see the mailman.
Oh, that means more
Christmas cards.
We've gotten a bunch already. It's fun.
Marlon, we've sent out like 150 Christmas cards.
Yeah.
That's funny, right?
We had to go buy
another box of 32.
Yep, today.
You'd think it would tear. Yeah, it's perforated.
Yeah, it's perforated.
Looks perforated, yeah.
Yeah.
Bubble wrap comes perforated. So you can only pop it a sheet at a time.
Yeah. Everyone, just be quiet. This is like an SMR video. I'm now popping the bubbles. I'm going to pop some more bubbles. Just relax as the bubbles are popping. The bubbles of intensity.
Yeah, what use that with Marlon?
The bubbles of frustration in your life. Just hear them pop. Just let them go.
Just relax. Ah, let the stress leave your body and
mind. I did an SMR video. People love that crap.
Like when you chew?
Talking really small. And right now I'm picking my teeth.
Yeah, right? Is this green enough for you?
What's up? Oh, that's, I know her name, MT.
Hey, what is it? Let me see. Where's my book?
Gross. I know those SMR videos are gross. Like when people are eating and they
do, I would do gross sounds on there. Not like eating, but I'd do other gross sounds. Like you have to figure out what this is.
Oh, and listen to this sound.
What's that on there?
What? What's what? What on what?
That one. MJ.
Yeah, MJ.
What is
MTJ.
It?
MTJ.
MTJ39Z?
Yes.
I need her.
You need her.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it really says on there?
That's what it says.
MTJ39Z?
Yes, yes. MTJ.
What is your name, MTJ39Z?
She's Mountain J. MTJ, Mountain J,
listen,
39.
I just
no, and she wanted us to do. She wanted
name,
me.
She gets socks.
I know she gets socks, but
I
she wanted me
address.
To body paint myself as Santa Claus.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Because we were supposed to get a body painter in here, and we're going to do it
that's
live.
Tim. He's going to come. They're
and we're going to body paint ourselves.
Okay.
Because we sent out that's Emily Sheriff.
Now
you,
okay.
You sent give me, right? Which you sent her
I'm
card.
Making a new list.
Oh, we have a full list.
I'm making a new list.
It's hard to keep. What
I
is
knew
that?
I knew her.
A pillow. Yeah. Green pillow. Yeah, these are nice.
And she's not a sheriff. That's her last name.
That's cool. And I'm not a bird.
Emily, you like short socks or long socks?
There's a difference.
I have both.
Oh.
She's
well, obviously there's a difference. Yeah, if you become a patron, we'll send you some socks.
Yeah, she's a patron. She's getting some.
I want to know why Audrell has a V. What's that V all about?
Short socks, putting it on the list.
Is she like Victory?
Yeah.
She's verified.
Yeah.
I think you ticked all the boxes, bro.
I'm just looking at it.
All of them. I should do a video on how to make bows.
You should do a video.
I'm putting those in the mail, by the way, so hopefully you'll have them before Christmas.
A bow video.
I need your address. Email me your address, Emily.
Everything
might
swallow
have, but email it
podcast.
Again. Yeah.
I know she has.
I know. Not her address. We've corresponded through email, but I don't think I have her address.
So she's if got you, everything but fun socks.
Maybe. Did you go out on the first
fun
list?
Fun socks. Oh, we'll throw some socks
card?
In there.
Oh,
we should throw. She
you
wanted
want
fun socks.
Oh, let me get some.
Yeah,
tie-dye
Shane,
socks.
Throw some tie-dye socks in that box. And you is she single?
No, I don't think so.
Well, she's gonna be after you give her this box. Call me Audie. It's easy. Audie, it's easier to say, and I'm working. What that V is for? She don't even know what the V is for. That's okay. Fine. Listen, if you're listening right now, you can still get in if you send us your address right now. Everything Swallow Podcast. We will send you a Christmas card with one of our explicit photos in there and a lot of glitter. Did you hang our photo up in your?
I forgot it.
Oh, on your bulletin board at work?
No, but I'm going to tomorrow.
Yeah.
In my car, actually.
Are
you? You can just keep it if you want.
Well, I've got a couple. So.
Yeah. If you want one for the bank.
Oh, she likes green, right? Mm-hmm. I got green and blue, not green and purple.
Oh, so close. So now we're going through the vault of socks because we're going to try and get Marlon's Secret Santa, all the boxes ticked. Checked.
Lloyd
ticked.
From work is getting hooked up.
Hooked up.
Hooked
she
up.
Got everything on her list. Oh, look at those. They're sweet.
We blew the $25 limit budget.
Yeah, those socks are worth $85.
I'm the first bottle of wine.
Yeah, she should have just got one bottle of wine.
Let's put her picture in there, and then
for
she'll
sure.
be really confused.
Oh, yeah, drop one of those in there. Drop one of our photo cards, card photos. It's been really fun, the response we're getting from the cards.
Good.
I'm sure there's some in the mailbox right now, which is fun. You should go look, Shada.
I'll go to the mailbox. I'll go.
Is the mailman go by?
Yes. You said you saw him.
Well, he was going down the other side.
Is the flag down, Marlon?
It is down.
Yes, if the flag is down, that then the mailman's been here and there's cards in the box. Pretty awesome. What's up, Brad?
Hey,
I think that's very funny. You're the only one with the V, Adi. I don't know. Interesting. How are you, Maine? Did you get our Christmas card? Did you love our photo? Did you hang our photo on the fridge? I bet people with children, they probably haven't hung our photo up. What's the verdict? A package? Ooh, a package.
It's a vanilla envelope.
Oh, but it may not be from someone vanilla. It's from Christy. Ooh, Shayna, a package.
What?
Yeah.
And a Christmas card.
Allison, Jibber Jabber, and then Bills.
And then
Bills. And Bills. Some AARP crap for my mom.
Purple.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Purple. Oh, shit, I should have got the paper while I was down there.
Check it out.
What is this?
It's a Christmas card and a package.
Who is this? Christy?
Christy.
Oh, thank you,
This
Christy.
Is a beautiful card.
Ooh, what is that one?
Check it out.
I love it when the
moon. Oh, it's glittery.
Is it got glittery?
It's Sean and Shane. Thanks for the card. It made my day.
Yeah.
Allison. And that's a pretty card. It's all embossed with gold.
Pretty.
Not that everyone else's card wasn't fancy and nice
They're
as well.
They're all fun. I love them all. Ooh. Oh.
What is it?
I don't know. But
yesterday, Shane got a package in the mail, and... It was that wiener koozie. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, it's a wiener koozie.
It's sweet. Where is it?
It's,
This is funny.
I don't know where they are.
I bet this is ours.
Is that a rat?
That was sent. No, but it's furry.
What?
Let's see what it is.
She sent back the card we sent her.
I bet she... Oh, it's a gnome. I love it.
Oh, it's a little gnome guy on a candy cane.
Oh, nice.
It's a gnome ornament she made, and I'm hanging it right on our tree. What's in there?
I don't know, but it would be weird if she sent back the envelope of the Christmas card that we sent her.
Yeah, well, it was full of glitter.
And she didn't want any part of it?
Maybe. I'm hanging this on a tree.
I think that you're right. I think she sent us back our own card.
I know.
What the hell? You're crazy, lady.
Is she crazy? She glitter bombed you.
I got glitter bombed by my own glitter?
Come on,
I glitter bombed myself. Oh, holy crap. No, she glitter bombed me. Holy jeez, Louise. So much glitter you can't even read the card.
I'm gonna blow it all over
you. No, don't. Ow! It went in my mouth. It went in my mouth. There's so much glitter.
Oh, man.
It's all over here, shit. I can totally see it.
Holy
I love glitter.
Shit. It's Thank all you. Red.
That's good. It's
Who
good
the hell
red.
Was this?
Christy.
Look at it. Oh, yeah. All over.
We need to put some
there.
In her box.
But it's red.
Yeah, put it in Lori's box. There you go. Oh, you missed.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the card and the shirt. I love them both. Enjoy the homemade ornament. I love the homemade ornament. Ooh, hot cocoa candy canes. Thank you, Christy. We love it, and I am so excited. You're the only one that has glitter bombed
glitter.
Us.
I am so
glitter. Far. And I blew glitter right all in your water cup.
Oh, no, I'll be pooping glitter.
That's okay. I already discovered glitter
no,
in the
drink
hot
it.
Tub.
You think it would go through my
Oh, it's all over your urine. Face. I totally glittered you like I'm glittered
I
at work.
I want to pee out glitter like a glitter stone.
Yeah, you might. This is so great. That's so fun.
That poor
Thank you.
Box is full of bread glitter.
It's good.
It's in my mouth, Shane.
It's all over your face.
I'm passing glitter.
This is so great.
Something's wrong with me, honey. I got glitter. Get naked, turn on the lights, and glisten the night away,
Absolutely.
Brad.
Absolutely.
Is that an invitation?
Okay, we might have to buy another bottle of wine. We might drink that one. We might have to replace it.
Is that
it.
An invitation, Brad? We'll
That's
be right,
right
over.
Coming to your house. I bet Brad has a
Oh,
hot
he
tub.
Says he put our photo in a frame right next to his bedside.
Yes, he did. You know what? That ensures sweet dreams.
Yes, it
Every
does.
Night,
Now, that was
dreams.
Exciting. We got a homemade ornament.
I love it. It's
and
a gnome.
To death.
Hey, those are great, Christy. Those little gnome ornaments are great.
I'm a huge
fan. You could sell those.
I just thought we've got glitter in Lori's Secret Santa box.
Yeah.
To take to work.
Yeah.
And she's a pre-op nurse. So let's hope that we can wash the glitter off our patients.
Oh, shit.
Before. You know what?
Oh, shit. I never thought about taking all that
glitter
into a hospital.
You think glitter shows up in an x-ray?
Is it metallic?
Yeah. It's Mylar. Yeah.
I wonder if what
yeah,
my
tell
lungs
her not to
like.
Open that at work.
Yeah. Let's have her do post-op that day.
Right.
Post-op, yeah.
Right, right. So change your schedule.
Just on the cast.
Right. So you know what? They'll like
don't
that
even
right
think
before
about
Christmas.
That in your line of work. Because yeah. You can have secret glitter all over Marlon. He comes in the next day at work.
I do get secret glitter all over Marlon.
And he's glittering inside of a leg wound.
It just happens.
Yeah, well, you are a glitter bomb yourself.
I know.
You take a glitter shower every day.
I do. Go through the glitter wash as soon as I get there. I love it.
Should be fine.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas. Yeah. You know what? There's glitter everywhere.
There is.
It's yeah.
Yes, I know.
That's so great.
I didn't even get bombed.
A little bit. I tried to get the rest on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? At least it's not gold or silver. Then they think you're at the strip club.
Or strippers if it's don't wear red?
Iridescent. Not generally.
No?
Yeah, it's mostly gold and silver.
Really?
Yeah.
It's more flashy.
It's all over your face. I didn't mean to blow it right in your face.
And I was yelling. It's like in between my teeth.
Oh, yeah, like pepper.
Yeah. Is that pepper in your teeth? That's very shiny.
It's not pepper. It's glitter. What in the hell have you been eating today?
Yeah,
you got glitter.
but a cheap one because you could only afford the red glitter.
That's from last year.
That's high-dollar girls. She got it from the stripper discount bin. The stripper store.
The glitter discount bin. This is all we have left. That's fun. This is fun.
She buys it on the 26th.
That's right.
The 26th.
That is right.
That's when I buy all the stocking stuffers for the children.
If I got this glitter on Marlon,
oh man,
it would show up real good.
Yeah, it would. That's that. That's like that fairy dust.
Yeah, this is my fairy dust.
What are you doing Christmas?
That's why I bought this one.
I think I might go skiing.
Oh, good for you. Right. Pat's probably going to do the same thing.
Get up on the 25th.
And your past probably doesn't have blackouts.
No.
Your
I don't. He got an epic one this year, I think.
I know, but his epic's, I think, different because it's military.
Does Patrick have blackout dues?
I don't think he does on this one. He did on the cheap one, but he went with the big one this year.
Oh, okay. Because I know
when you do the cheap one, you get blackout days.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day.
But I don't know. I could be
I don't
wrong.
Either. I have no idea. I haven't seen him or talked to him in weeks.
Wrong.
He lost his job and he hasn't. I haven't heard from him since.
He hasn't surfaced since.
Yeah. Because as long as his phone still works and he still has an insurance card,
he's
I won't
fine.
Hear from him.
No, he's good to go. Good to
when
go.
I snow in the mountains.
Yep. If I shut his phone off, I might hear from him.
Yeah, but nah. I'd rather him
he's
just
got me over a barrel.
Do his own thing.
He's up in the mountain.
Yep.
He can't leave a kid up in the mountain without a phone.
He got snowed in, too.
He got snowed in last weekend. Because they got like 20 inches of snow up there. So I can say, pay your phone bill or I'm going to shut your phone off. But really, I can't in my own good conscience shut his phone bill off. And I can't say, pay me or I'm going to shut your insurance off. I can't have him driving around without insurance.
No.
So,
is he door dashing up there?
I don't have any idea.
Who knows? He says he was.
Who knows?
Oh,
he
yeah.
He's
probably.
Not doing anything.
He ain't
snowboarding.
Doing nothing. He's snowboarding, hanging out with chicks.
Having
and
drinks.
Freaking dudes with beards.
Yeah. No, that's more like it.
In that order.
Drinking beer with dudes with beards.
Yeah, beer with dudes with beards, and every once in a
looking
while, a hairy chick will show up.
Yeah, they're hairy up there. And they don't smell much different than the dudes.
Hey, we got off
topic
here. We were talking about dancing. Stop!
I haven't blown that pile.
We need a dance instructor.
Dance.
We want to learn how to really dance, like.
Like flamingos?
No,
salsa,
yeah, some salsa, some swing.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I'm all finger guns and thumbs.
Yes, you are.
So I need
you're like
to. Yes. I am a white guy dancer.
You did a six shooter?
Yeah.
That's right.
So I want to learn how to do some Fred Astaire stuff.
All right. Well, you're going to have to tuck your fingers in your pockets.
No, we put them on your hands and your hips. So I can do a finger gun behind your back. We watch Dancing with the Stars. It's open hands and high knees. And
yeah,
stuff,
right?
Boy, I see what you're doing with that glitter. You just can't. What are you going to do with it?
It's just a pile.
Uh-huh. a pile.
It's just a tiny.
Just because everybody else
look,
has
it looks
piles
like a
glitter.
Little line of cocaine.
I don't know what
but
that is.
But it's
like.
Glitter. Don't snort that.
I don't know.
You'd get a dollar if you snort that.
No way.
What would happen?
I already have glitter lung.
Yeah,
that's
I can't
all
imagine.
I need is glitter brain.
Yeah.
They're like, you have a mass
I'm
on your brain.
Pretty
oh, wait.
Sure your nose doesn't go
I
to your
think
brain.
That is iridescent glitter.
I think your nose still goes to your lung.
Yeah, but it goes to your brain, too.
It feels like
if I jam really your closely. Finger up your nose, it's going to poke your brain.
True that.
It's not going to go down and
poke
your
lung.
Lung.
True story.
Uh-huh.
I guess a little bit of glitter. Sometimes when I was a younger man, I would snort things up my nose. It felt like it went right to my brain.
Yeah.
So I guess I could see that. So close. So close to your brain. I think I need to start a fire in the back, in the stove.
Oh, good
yeah.
idea.
We haven't had one.
We haven't had one for a while.
It's homey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get,
mm-hmm.
Reclaim my space.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with sage. We need to sage.
I got some sage.
We need to sage.
I know.
For sure.
You
I need
probably
to sage.
Sage.
I need to sage myself, my butthole.
Yeah. Put it in your butthole.
And run around.
Try to suck it in real hard and see if you can keep it burning.
I'll run around like a bird with the sage between my cheek.
Roar, roar.
Just imagine. Roar right now. Smoky, a little tail
out of your,
feather.
Your cheeks.
Sprinkle a little glitter right in that.
Yeah, glitter.
I'm sure there's already some in there.
Oh, listen, if I dance around hard enough, some glitter will fall off.
It's
that's
the truth.
For sure. It is. That goes for everyone.
The other day, I picked up my shoes off the floor and I set them on my sweat jacket, which is black.
Mm-hmm.
And it left perfect glitter shoe prints
yeah.
on my coat. And I was like, oh, damn.
So much glitter.
Damn.
Saged. Dina, she just saged her house.
Yeah, good.
Right before she listened to this podcast.
It won't help you.
Trying to get a good
you
mojo.
You resage after. Remember.
Right.
Yeah,
after we get all over you.
Yeah.
Nah, you wear it for
sure.
A while.
I think everybody wants a little bit of us on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hot tub's up, fired up, ready to go.
Nice.
We did a podcast from the hot tub the other day.
Yeah.
We haven't podcast since because we've been so relaxed.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, he came home from work, and so we were in the hot tub at, like, 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Until, like, noon.
Yeah.
And then we just passed out.
Because we had some filter issues, so the heater shut down. Mm-hmm. So it worked its way down to 100. And you would be surprised how long you could sit in a hot tub that's 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's very comfortable.
But you're,
oh, and how to sage our
tender.
House, Brad? Oh, yeah, we can. Totally
anyway.
We can.
I am tender.
So 100 is good for you.
Someone from Indiana's calling me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Guess what? We have some news on your school loan that can save you lots of money.
Yeah, good.
That's all I seem to get. And
well, I want
don't
them to
even
pass.
Have a school loan.
They're supposed to vote on a bill today, not to take this into a political realm, but they're supposed to vote on something today that would allow people to claim their government student loans on a bankruptcy.
Mm.
And so let's all fingers crossed that
happens?
Goes through.
Right.
I'll be claiming bankruptcy 2020.
All the hidden things they're voting on while we're distracted by something shiny.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's
that's
some other
happening.
And then, but they're sneaking in there
so
that we all
morning.
Have to wear leather pants and they can make
no
us
underwear.
Wear helmets at any time. Who knows?
There's
stuff
a tariff
they sneak
on
into.
Underwear.
There's a underwear tariff. That's right.
Just like trash bags, or I'm sorry, grocery bags, plastic bags.
Yeah, exactly. It's something. They sneaks.
You can't have any more underwear, and you got to pay for your grocery sacks.
you flash a shiny, you can get out of your student loan in front of me,
absolutely.
And I don't sneak it in, brother.
Whatever.
That's what I say.
Right.
I want out of the student loan.
I don't even see how orange that is.
I don't. I just like, I don't. The more you pay on a student loan, I feel like the more you owe.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
take a
true.
Drink of the water.
I know I
take
want it
no,
so bad. I'm
glitter
trying to
water.
Think how I can drink.
I can
hey,
see
listen,
the glitter from over. It's on the bottom
why
of the glass.
I have
it's like
to
settled.
Have a covered cup at work.
Oh my God!
Because sometimes I have to blow the glitter off
stupid
my cup.
Stupid student loans.
The other day,
Brad.
All I made were fucking glitter bows.
I know. I
like
came in
glitter,
and you were covered.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a student loan because you learned in
military.
The military. Yeah, you went through the military. But I bet a lot of guys your
you
age, our
real
age,
real good.
Still do that are in your profession.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those doctors you
oh,
work with
sure.
and surgeons.
Oh my gosh.
They have hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Golly.
Like professional students, that's crazy. That's what I told Ariel to do. Just get grants and loans and just
and then,
be a student forever.
And then file bankruptcy on it.
And then and luckily, you know, we can get this through.
If you can, why not?
The Senate, the Trump, the House. I don't even know anymore who's in charge over there. If some people would vote on some crap, pass some crap, right, instead of spinning their wheels.
Wasting government money.
Wasting government money, doing nothing. You know what I saw on Facebook today? I saw on Facebook today someone say, I'm so glad Trump's been impeached. Now we can move forward. He's out of the office. And I was like, are you for real? You didn't actually type that thinking that he's no longer the president, right?
So my friend Zach, who always posts all kinds of fun, crazy stuff, I should repost it. He was like, okay, people, just because this happened doesn't mean it's over. It's a step one in a many-tier process.
Like a 20-year process.
Said, sometimes when historic things like this happen, we should all have to take a recourse in high school-level classes.
Yeah.
When they teach you about politics of what is and what is not so that you know what you're fucking talking about.
Well, I
right?
bet most people
no idea.
Under 30 don't even remember. And I'm just spitballing. If I offend you, I don't care. Don't even remember that Clinton was impeached.
Right.
You know, for a blowjob.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Which he really did.
And he actually got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that got nowhere.
Nowhere.
He didn't even lie under oath.
No.
He didn't even lie.
I didn't have sexual
No.
Just me jamming my wiener in her mouth not sex. Remember that, people.
That impeachment changed the definition of sex.
Right.
It changed it.
Yeah.
Literally.
And now women are fighting to get it changed back.
Back,
right?
Yeah. Like, say, hey, blowjob is sex.
So funny. Right?
Hey, by the way, in case you didn't know, blowjob is still sex. Of sorts. Well, I don't know. It's not an impeachable offense.
Well.
Crazy. Politics are so wacky, man. I don't have
dumb.
The energy to even invest.
I just am going to say what I said earlier to your mom today was that this is just all a distraction to something bigger going on,
man.
That we don't have
They're
any
sneaking some
idea
sort of
or
new world order
to know.
Going on.
Yep.
Yeah. Aliens are coming.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Trump's
aliens
impeached.
Aliens are here.
And now alien...
How do you know Trump's not an alien?
Now,
how do you get
orange.
That color orange?
This is true.
Well, his color is peachy now.
Right.
He has lightened up. He has lightened up over the last couple of years. He could be an alien.
Yeah.
They could, Nancy Pelosi is not human.
No.
I don't care if you
like
her or
like
not.
She's like the bad
you
kind
have to
of
admit.
Alien.
She's the bad kind. She's a lizard.
No one should live that long.
Yeah. I was watching
she
the impeachment
like
thing today, and some
old.
Of those people look...
Oh,
like,
they all
cryogenic.
Look miserable. I was watching it the other day on television. I had to turn it because I thought it's just a whole black aura going across the screen. They're all nasty. Mm-hmm. They all probably have some degree of cancer or something
well,
in their
that,
body.
That felt a little.
They look so miserable.
They do look upset.
So many wrinkles from not smiling. It's like, hey, peeps, maybe there's a bigger thing going on here. Nasty sour
being
life.
A politician and professional football. It takes a toll on you.
It does.
On your body.
Professional. Don't even get me on football.
Don't even get me on football.
You can look at before and after pictures of every president's
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Barack Obama. He had no gray hair.
Right.
And by the time he left office, he's like a
that dude,
silver fox.
He
now.
Worried a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wouldn't you?
Oh, heck yeah. That's a tough job for a temporary position.
Right.
Yeah.
You
for
know
a,
what I mean?
For a puppet piece.
Oh, that's probably what takes the
that's
toll
not,
on them.
That's not, because
you're not
even...
They have really
yeah.
very little, no control.
Right. None.
Yeah.
You say what you say, and that's it. Anyways, we're
obviously,
not, we're not
none of us were
show.
Political science majors.
Thank you.
But we appreciate you joining us for political talk. Now
yeah,
it's over.
We're done. Yeah.
We're done now.
We're done.
We are finished. Well, just pass the legalization of the marijuana bill.
Yeah, right?
That's
everywhere.
That's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Is it Michigan now?
Oh, it's coming up?
They've passed it, but they're going to hold off.
Why?
Because they want to let minorities have a chance to get into business.
Oh.
Interesting.
So they're...
Yeah,
Shana, that's you.
I'm a minority?
Yes, you could get a loan to start your own weed business.
I don't know.
You're a freaking Mexican.
I don't live as a minority.
Doesn't matter what you live as.
I live as this thing that is,
you have a special
you
box.
You need to give me something
that you
because
get to check.
I deserve
makes
it.
You a minority. because you have an extra box.
If that's a thing, then we should just get it for being women because we got to put up all those
that too.
Fucking dummies.
I think that's a double whammy. You get the double thing.
Twice
the loan. As a female minority like business owner, I feel
this
like
is a
that.
New commercial ad.
Yes.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It'd be brilliant. Just buy us a liquor store.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We'll just run a liquor store and do a podcast.
All right.
You know
from
what I mean?
The liquor store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you have a liquor store bar, like a liquor store sample center?
In some states, yes. In some states, you can have a bar, and then you can sell liquor right from the bar, like six packs and
right.
stuff like that. Yeah.
Nebraska.
In Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can buy like a
there?
Bottle of whiskey. I don't, because
well,
we live here.
Well, that's kind of a new thing now that restaurants, right, you can take your bottle of
right.
wine if
yeah.
you don't finish
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But, I mean, in I know for Oregon, because I lived there, that you could say, all right, I'll take a 12-pack of Bud Light, please. And they could sell you a full 12-er.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want a 12-er.
A 12-er? You want a 12-er
a
of what?
A full 12-er.
Look at that bow. What are you doing?
I'm making a beautiful bow for her box so that when he takes it
in. How many freaking loops
are
you doing?
Be like, this is 9, so that'll be 18.
18 loops?
Yeah.
That's just showing off.
Yeah. I'm the fucking bow lady.
She's the bow master.
She's the bow whisperer.
You think I just...
If your name
like,
is Bow, she'll whisper oh, you.
Come on.
Yeah,
I'm
funny.
Make you the biggest, most beautiful
wow, look at that thing.
Even if I gotta double stack it.
That's a bow explosion.
I've double stacked.
Mm, you know what that makes me feel like when I look at that bow?
What? What?
Suck me sexy, baby. We're naked and we're humping sexy. We're humping sexy, baby. That's what we're doing.
Ow! Freak of the week, are you in the mood to fly to the stars with Jackie Moon?
Jackie Moon, baby. Little hump me sexy, little.
Love me sexy,
sexy.
Woo! That's right. Mm, that's what you make me feel like, baby. Mm.
I
yeah,
love it.
Love me sexy. ELE, baby. Everybody
can
love
say
everybody.
How much I love Will Ferrell.
So I like everybody.
My Everybody Love Everybody comes from that.
You don't
that.
Like his podcast? No. Well, that's not Will Ferrell.
Well, that's not Will Ferrell. That's freaking Weatherman.
That's, what the hell's his name? I can't remember. Ron Burgundy. Have you ever listened to his podcast?
Nope.
I've listened to a it's a Ron Burgundy podcast.
Well, what is going on here? Hey, as you got scotch. I need some scotch.
I mean, it is the Ron Burgundy podcast, and it's not horrible. I don't mind promoting other podcasts. If you want to listen to a cool podcast, Code 3 Paranormal is a great podcast, and they're going to come in on Saturday, and we're going to talk about Mothman. You're welcome to join us for that. It's going to be like a panel. And we're going to talk about Mothman. I have my own theories on Mothman. A cryptic, if you don't know much about him. Cryptid. You know what? I'm just learning a lot about all these things that I have always been interested in. And so I'm learning the terminology. But either way, we're doing that on Saturday. Cool podcast.
That's the glitter.
That's the Mothman.
You know what? Just relax. It'll go down.
That could be a paranormal experience
just,
that we could be having
just
right now.
Feel it go down.
Feel it go down. Let the glitter envelop
it's
you.
Fine.
Just let
it's totally
just
fine.
Accept it into your body.
Absolutely.
Boy, how many times have we said that, huh?
Just let it come in.
Sounds better.
Oh, love you, Brad. Take care, man.
Don't fight it.
Thank you. Love you guys. Would be required to wear fluffy shoes and house robe.
Yes.
Nothing else. Ah, what up, Marlan?
What's up?
Yes, yes. You need to wear your fluffy robe and your comfy shoes.
All right. So his text, I feel like, got messed up. So I understand what he's saying. It says, I think you love your guests would be required. So what I think he's saying is, I think you have your guest. I think you have your your guests should. I think he wants to come over and wear fluffy shoes and a house robe.
Yeah, he does. Everybody does.
I think you love your guests would.
Your guests would love.
Freaking autocorrect,
your
yes.
Your guests would love.
Have your guests. Oh, have your guests wear fluffy shoes and house robes. What up, Marlon?
I'm going to have to maybe get
spelled incorrectly.
House coats
with an
made.
I.
It's with an O.
It's with
like
an O.
Brando.
Yeah, yeah.
Marlon Jackson.
Marlon. How many Marlins you ever met with
it's
an
Marlon
I?
There's only three
with
of us.
The
yeah.
I,
there's
so
only three.
Yeah.
Like Brando.
With an I.
Brando.
Freeman.
Well, there's four.
Yeah.
Brando, Jackson.
Right.
Freeman. And Wayans.
Marlon Wayans. Nicely done. Bam! God dang! That looks just like a bow you would put on top of the car, like you see when people buy brand new cars. Brand new car. They have that big ass bow on the top. That's the whole freaking bow.
Yeah.
You made the car bow. That's bow me.
Beautiful, right?
Shake your bow glitter on me. You're still shaking glitter on us with your bow.
Hachoo.
When I sneeze, he says sorry. With an O.
That's funny. This is beautiful. I am a really good bow maker.
You're a badass bow maker.
It's so round, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I could have made it bigger.
It is super round. It looks like half of a basketball.
It is.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
This girl's going to, you tell her you made that.
Yeah.
I am.
And if she asks you to recreate it, say, I don't, I'm not doing that.
You can't have glitter in the OR. That's what you say.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah. Can't have glitter in the OR. Brilliant. Don't say what I was going to say. Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it around the box and tie it and then put the bow on it.
Cool. She'll show you how to do
and
that.
Then we'll take a picture and put a pretty picture up of it of my beautiful
don't
bow.
You have silver paper?
I do.
You should that's just wrap it in just that silver that she has.
I have silver and red. With silver and gold, but it'll work.
Silver and gold.
It's better that way.
Silver and gold. All right, I want to talk porch pirates. If you've porch pirated and you're listening to this podcast, turn
shame
it off.
Shame on you.
You're not allowed to listen to this podcast.
Shame on you if you're
that's
a porch
bullshit.
Pirate.
It is.
It's bullshit. And you know why? Because they make me want to do it. And that's not cool to make me want to do that shit. That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Yes, the other day I'm coming through the neighborhood. There's a freaking Amazon van sitting there. The door's open, and the van's running, and the dude is across the street.
Well, that's
does he not watch the news?
That's not porch pirating.
No, it's not.
That's
that's
auto
is that?
Theft.
Auto theft, right.
That's vandalism.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, well, that happened this week or Friday or some crap. Some dude stole the whole Amazon van in, like, Wheat Ridge or somewhere, and they found it in Fort Collins. So that is bad practice.
Yeah, bad practice.
And we were coming home the other day, and every other house had a giant box on the front porch.
Yeah, and there was some crazy car parked out in
and
the
there
front.
Were crazy,
had it not been an old lady, I had taken a picture of her car and turned her in. But now I think it still could have been the old lady.
Whoa, that was weird.
Ooh, who was that?
That was your phone.
Was that my stomach?
Or maybe it was Shayna's phone.
My phone?
It's her phone's making
did
new
I win
noises.
Did I something? I feel
if
like
you
I
see
won.
Someone in your neighborhood, wouldn't you take, like, a little bit of ownership? Like, that person's weird on the front porch over there.
No, absolutely.
Like, you did know, you see the video of the girl?
Shot of their license plates. And
yeah, the girl with the lanyard on who was running up, and they took, like, three in one day or something in the neighborhood. And then
they got caught.
Someone caught them, and she went back to the porch and returned it. Mm-hmm. That person who busted her, why would...
They can't be charged because they didn't get a license plate.
Why wouldn't he have taken a plate? Why wouldn't you stop? Or I would feel like I would maybe detain someone or at least disrupt them and before they could leave. Like, mm-hmm. What are you guys doing? What are you up here for? What's going on with you? But I'm nosy and kind of bossy.
Right.
But I just think, when
listen,
did we stop taking ownership of our neighborhood?
Down in front of our house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw him through the window and I ran out the door up to their car and said, can I help you?
Totally.
Why are you stopping in front of my house? What are you doing? Because
it makes me want to just plant an Amazon box on my porch all the time just to catch someone.
Well, that's
and I don't
what
have a
guy
ring
did.
Camera or
that's
nothing.
That's what the guy did with cat poop in it.
Yeah, it was a kitty litter box.
Oh, I remember that.
The one of the ones they stole. Yeah.
Oh, mouse poop.
Oh, let's just get a put some rats in it.
Right.
Let's get a box of live rats and they get in their car and open it up.
Dead or alive, don't matter.
Awesome. Yes, I want to.
They might be
live
dead
rats
by the
in
time
a box.
They get
how about
them?
A big box of crickets out front, just so when you open it up, just a bunch of crickets in your frickin' car
or your house.
Now I have seen a glitter bomb that a guy made in a box, and when
explodes.
Someone stole it, and it just and it just ruined his car.
Oh, that's funny. Then who are you going to get mad at? Then they'll come back and try to sue you. You got glitter all in my car. I was just trying to be a thief.
Right.
Come on.
It wasn't even anything
good. It's my prerogative.
Yeah,
I want
to
steal your shit. I can.
I have the right
it's
to steal.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. I don't get it. I hate the porch pirates. I heard the story about all the nurses pitched in for the cancer patient with three kids and she's got 6 months to live and crap like that. Mm-hmm. And then they're at lunch with all of her coworkers or some crap, and the freaking phone goes off, and she's watching the dude steal the box full of presents.
How come she can't yell through her phone like
she
those
could,
other apps?
But what are you gonna? Maybe she didn't have that phone.
I would.
That's why the Ring camera needs like a little grenade or something next to it,
right?
Or a little dart.
So you just hit
a tranquilizer dart. And they're just laying in,
laying in
the grass till the police come to get their ass.
Totally.
Yeah, there's a
like a little barb
pirate on my porch.
Yeah, or a barb or
That's
something.
That's a great
that
you, idea. This porch is booby trapped.
Taser.
This
that
porch
you can activate
is booby trapped.
This porch contains a porch pirate taser.
Yeah.
And
you're at your own risk.
Yeah, right, right. If you're not a delivery man, you've been warned.
Maybe we should talk about this on the podcast and just do it and become rich because
we should make it. Yeah. Because that's shoplifting in a sense. I mean, that's home invasion. That's you should be able to protect your porch.
Yeah.
With
your driveway all the way down your sidewalk.
Oh, and that poor guy who was taking a crap would have got tased in the ass.
He was so drunk.
Did you see that video? Oh, it was the Cherry Creek video and a guy.
No, it was not. It was Aspen.
Oh, it was Aspen?
Or Vail, one of
them. Oh, my gosh.
I think maybe Vail. It was dumping in Vail, and then it was dumping on their front porch. Was the stupid pun the rich guy said.
Because he was skiing in Vail.
Yeah, Vail.
He was skiing in Vail, but I think the actual pooping happened in Cherry Creek.
No, it was at his house. It was in Vail.
Whatever.
I think so.
I don't. It
you
doesn't
can rewatch
matter.
It.
The dude
shit all over their porch.
All over. He was so hammered, then he fell in it.
Yeah.
And rolled around in it.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to leave. He fell in it some more.
The worst part is the homeowner left it there.
Yeah. He left it on his porch, saying he wanted the man to come back and clean it up once he got caught.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What? He's never going to get caught.
And you're going to have shit all over your
porch.
They're
never going to get caught.
No,
but
no.
Vail's only so big.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Gross. That's freaking germs and who knows what's in there.
What's up, home?
No way.
I think that you should clean the crap off.
Absolutely.
And there's no way you're going to catch him.
Now,
unless
maybe
someone
you
turns him in,
have
like
the
Tia
right
Shorts
to
guy.
Shit in that dude's mouth, but clean it off your porch.
Unless he had the fancy dancy porch pirate
taser.
Phaser.
Porch pirate.
Phaser. That's what we'll call it. The phaser.
The phaser.
Yeah. The porch pirate taser. The porch pirate. Yeah. Porch pirate taser. Something.
Crazy.
It would zap you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the pooper. Why would you go onto a porch? Maybe he was having an emergency and he needed
it
in the house.
He was so drunk.
And maybe thought it was his house.
And he was just like, oh my God. That guy,
his code.
He's trying his code.
He could totally been blacked out.
Blacked out drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
It was clearly a video of a man suffering from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he just happened to shit all over some other poor guy's porch, which is really unfortunate.
Bummer, man.
It's
especially if you had like a wood porch, like a deck with the slats that go down in between.
No, I had a super fancy porch.
Oh, yeah.
It had columns. And
I'm telling you, it was a fancy house. Yeah, so it was
concrete. That's Vail, man.
Yeah, Vail or Cherry Creek.
And the porch was probably heated.
It baked
man.
It in.
That's yucky.
That's
do
gross.
They have those?
Oh, yeah.
I know they
Rich
have heated driveway. There's a guy over here with the heated driveway.
Sidewalks,
and he has the ice sculpture thing that he does. You seen that guy?
Oh, his trees are beautifully lit.
Gorgeous trees, yeah.
His trees
there's a lot of LEDs in those trees.
And that took a huge piece of machinery to get them up there.
Yeah, cherry picker.
That's a 60-foot tree.
Yeah.
At least.
And they're all three wrapped top to bottom tightly.
Kind of lights.
I love Christmas lights. Hey, we need to talk about that because we need to go look at Christmas lights and people want to come with us.
I don't know how to organize that. Like Brad says he's got a minivan, but that dude lives an hour and a half to the north. It has to be on a weekend, like Friday night.
I almost thought, because there's a lot of people that live out north, I thought we should do like maybe a weekend and do something like out north and something out east and then something right here local.
Down south.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that live, like I know Mary's out there.
Yeah, I know.
Brad's out there.
There's
a lot of people out north. And so.
Schwartz's are out there?
Yep. Absolutely. So maybe we'll Facebook about it and see. Okay, Shelly wants to go. Where do you live? What side of town?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Are you out east? Are you out north? Are you out?
We have to charter a bus.
What does that say?
It says Banshee.
Banshee.
Nope. Autocorrect. Parker.
Which would be out east, right?
There's a lot of banshees in Parker.
Oh, see? Though. Do you know Joe
Bandimere.
Parker?
Oh, she said do Bandimere.
And have everyone go there?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, Dina Joe's in Parker, and Shelly's in by Bandimere.
Okay.
Not that she's a banshee. She wasn't describing herself. Banshee! I've heard the Bandimere's
cool. That's what
I'm
saying. We could do it on, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
How long did the – well, freaking Christmas is 6 days away.
I know.
So we have to do it. We have already plans Friday night.
Right.
So we would have to slam this thing together for Saturday. How do we get a van into Bandimere? I might know someone out there.
I don't know. We'll have to look into it and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, for next year. We can still do it after Christmas, right? Don't people keep their lights up till the end? It's Colorado tradition to keep your lights up until the end
stock
of January
show.
For the stock show.
Absolutely.
I'm singing at the stock show, the 21st.
Absolutely. And maybe in January it might be better. Maybe more people could go. And we could get a caravan instead of having to have one car that everyone fits in.
Right. And we could meet somewhere and I'll like, circle up
and
have
and
a,
take a little
picture
tour.
And then all go together. We're looking at lights.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down. I love looking at lights.
Oh.
I'm down for driving around and looking to have a designated driver and looking at lights. We do it in our neighborhood and we've seen all the lights and we're still just go every all the time. We did a little yesterday.
In circles around and around and around.
Because you miss stuff sometimes. You got to go by the house a couple times.
Why are these so loose? They're falling out.
They've always kind of been that way.
Oh.
I can tighten them up for you.
Mine's broken.
No, it's not. It's perfect. It's had a lot of action.
Ooh, a lot of action.
That one has. So that might
just because it's mine doesn't mean it had a lot of action.
Yeah, Dina says you can do after Christmas.
Yeah, right?
And Shelly says she used to live near us because she was a stalker.
Oh, no. Or she had
hello,
a house
friend.
Here.
Is that Robbie, Ricky? What was our friend name?
I don't know. I can't
from
say
India. It. What was his name? He's from India.
Oh.
VPK.
Oh, shoot.
Shelt, I'm sorry. I forgot your name.
Me too. Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, Dina Joe. Nicely done. No, that's Vladimir.
Ah.
What? Okay. Valdahar.
Valdahar?
Valdahar. I'm going with that.
I can't see
Vidya,
it.
Vidyadar.
I can't see it at
it's
all.
Vid. It's Vid.
Vid?
What's up, Vid? From India.
Hello.
How are you? I love it. A lot of people. Listen. No, I think it's early.
Now?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy was from Iran.
Iran, right. That's what I thought.
That's so far away. I think it's morning. What time is it there, Vid? All right. Vidyahar. Vidyahar. That's how I'm sounding
it out. You're sounding it out.
I gotcha.
Phonetically.
Vidya. Vidyadhar.
Oh, maybe.
Is what I'm thinking. Sounds right to me.
Yeah. It's better.
It's 3 in the morning. He's getting up to go to work. That's what time I get up to go to work.
That's what time we've been up since that time this morning.
I get up at 3 in the morning here in America. Is it still dark there when it's 3 in the morning?
Because it is here. It's so dark.
Yes.
I wish it was light.
Because the sun's over there.
I like it when it is light at like 4 in the morning here.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's like only that light for so many days and then it starts.
Saturday, I guess, is the solstice.
Winter solstice, yep.
Is that when you can put an egg on its
end?
We
were invited to a gong bath. I don't know what that is, but that happens on the winter solstice.
A gong? Like G-O-N-G?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you like the gong show where we have to put on little skits and stuff and we have to try and entertain. And if we're no good, they hook us. Yeah, and we get out of the bath. Out of the bath!
Dave Darshan, who we had on our show.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Pleasure code, soul reading, something training, winter solstice, gong bath, and sacred ceremony.
Is it clothing optional?
I don't know. But I could post this if people
want
to go.
How much is it?
I think it's like $30.
Why they should actually comp us so that we can talk about it on the podcast.
Saturday, December 21st, which is probably this one. Right? It's in Wheat Ridge. $30. Oh, from $30. Who knows? Early bird, $30. Two people, $50.
Ooh.
Day of tickets, 35 person. Oh, it must be an all-day thing maybe.
Oh, well, yeah. It takes all day to get your gong on.
Hey, you know it does.
Especially in a bath.
You like to get in and out.
I wonder where it's located, at someone's basement or
no,
something.
I doubt it.
It's got to be at some...
It's got to be a bigger place
a
than
center,
that.
A center, you know, like a healing center or something.
Yeah. It's a gong bath. Super great way to relax.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll post the details.
Okay.
Because that would be super fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not really set up for that.
Oh.
I mean, I could get.
Well, you better try.
Well, that's all right.
I don't know how.
Yeah, so it's we missed it. Sorry, I'm not real set up for taking calls right now. Namaste. Vidyadar. We
I got it.
I probably was. I know. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I didn't set up the cables for calls today.
I know.
Yeah.
It was impromptu.
It was impromptu. I barely got the music on.
Right. You couldn't even find that.
Yeah.
We've been out of practice for the last couple days.
We've had some different.
Oh,
weird
I was so
podcasts.
Tired yesterday. We did the hot tub podcast before.
Yeah.
We didn't do one yesterday, and we're doing one today.
And then Friday's podcast.
We just slept off and on all day yesterday.
We had a good day.
Yesterday?
Was the last one. Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday's podcast was a good podcast. Mm-hmm. But here we are Wednesday.
Thursday.
Shit.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Oh, I lost it.
Oh, man.
Shit.
You are out of practice. You need to get your life together.
Oh, that's funny. It is Happy Thoughts Thursday. But Christmas is so close. Everyone's got to like be going crazy.
It seems like it.
I'm not. I haven't bought anything.
Nope, I'm not buying anything.
You think our kids are expecting something?
I don't know, but I'm over Christmas being about just presents. So much bigger than that.
The only person getting a present from me this year is Lori.
The Secret Santa. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I went all out, I guess.
Yeah. That's nice, though.
It is nice, too.
You never know
go all out
people
for a
need
stranger.
It. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess she's a coworker, but she can still be a stranger.
Yeah.
That's possible, right?
What you got?
What you got? Nothing. Why?
What you got? You got Happy Thoughts Thursday?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I gotta see here.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Right
go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! Woo.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be
just
happy.
Happy. It's just good to remember
it's
to be happy.
Right.
Thursday,
no matter what's
so
going on in your life,
happy
be happy.
Today.
Right.
Happy
smile while you still have teeth.
That's what I heard. That's what Shana says.
Today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
All right. Woo. Here, I got another one. This is a feel-good one.
Yeah?
You are beautiful, talented, amazing, and simply the best at being you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sounded a little gingery.
And I'm just going to touch again on the smile while you still have teeth.
Yeah.
If you don't have teeth, put them in and then smile.
Don't smile. Don't smile.
Put them in and then smile. Just makes you look 10 years younger.
Just don't smile.
Or 30.
Because if you don't have teeth, when you smile at people, you make them sad.
I don't know that that's true, but that's funny.
That's the opposite.
That's great.
Of what I said. Well, I'm just saying. Do you know what I mean? It makes me sad.
So let's talk about what we're doing this weekend.
What are we doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you. Friday
night, we've got a couple folks coming over. Well, we've got the actual person who purchased and gifted us the hot tub.
Right.
Is coming over for Friday.
Right.
We're going out to dinner. Mexican food and margaritas.
I feel like I smell soy sauce.
Mmm.
That's glitter.
That's gross.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so then we're going to go out for margaritas and Mexican food. You're just going to have Mexican food.
Yeah, I don't.
And,
I can't
iced tea.
Have margaritas.
And then we're going to come back in hot tub.
Hot tub. Are we? Do we confirm that?
We don't know.
No. We're just putting it out there?
No, they want – that was can we come hot tub.
Oh, okay.
She's ready to hot tub in this hot tub she purchased for us.
Well, it's about time.
It's about time she's made her way over here. Now, I don't know if she has a one or a two-piece, but it is a swimsuit night.
Yeah.
I think it's best.
It's swimsuit night.
I think it's just better.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just better.
I read somewhere the weekend before Christmas is swimsuit
season.
Weather.
Yeah.
Season. Weekend.
And then Saturday.
We're doing a podcast Saturday with Code 3.
Oh, right. Talking about Mothman.
There you go.
Uh-huh. How'd you think about all the things you believe in?
Well,
Mothman
is one of them. I like paranormal and I like talking conspiracy. And I was doing some research and heard about Mothman.
Mothman.
Mothman. Who's associated with a bridge collapse that happened in the 70s.
But he hasn't been around since the 70s.
Well, so.
Seems a little outdated.
Well, you know, he I'm going to leave it there. I don't know why. I think he has been seen in Chicago. I think right before some big disasters, some have said he showed up right before 9/11. So he could be like this messenger.
Through?
He could be a messenger of doom.
So you
know
is he
what I mean?
Like a man about town walking down the street?
He is. Oh, yeah,
or
very much
is he
so.
Like mythical that just comes like a vapor in the
yeah.
night?
No, people see him as a full-on you know,
like being, a mothy looking man,
a full size man with wings,
okay,
full wings.
Okay,
and a lot of people believe that they just were seeing a big owl that maybe had been mutated by some sort of radiation exposure.
Mm. You know, they do have those big vultures.
Well, those barred owls. I mean, when a barred owl stands on its hind legs, its legs, you know what I mean, and pulls its neck out, they can look pretty freaky. Owls can be pretty freaky looking.
And then their heads spin around like they're possessed.
Exactly. A lot of people have.
And they're all whoo, whoo, whoo.
But then at the same time, you know, owls are associated with alien visitation. So a lot of times when you see a lot of owls, it could be, you know, an indication that aliens are around. Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Like we've only had an owl here twice.
Yeah.
And we had one when we first put in that stove. Remember, we were all sitting out back. You were there.
Oh, yeah.
And we could, I'm an alien.
You chased him away.
Well, I wanted to see his ship, but I didn't.
No.
It flew off.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Man, it's interesting.
Who's an alien?
Do you think he leaves like a dust trail? Moths are.
Mothman,
they come out of the dirt.
No, Tom said they're not. Mothman is not dusty.
Huh.
Yeah, no. Because he's like an apparition. He's like a.
Well, moths come from the dirt.
I know, but he's not a dirt moth.
He's like a butterfly moth?
An ethereal, maybe like a super, like a ghost moth.
Huh.
You know, like a warning guy. Like, hey, the Mothman's here. Something bad's going to happen. Don't go into buildings.
Oh,
go
so
over
he
bridges.
Like warns you something bad is going to happen. He doesn't create the bad thing that happens.
Now we're not really sure of the Mothman motivation because – some people think that he caused the bridge collapse. Mm. Some people think that he was trying to warn the town of the bridge collapse.
Hmm.
Some people think he was peddling pot. You know what I mean? He was like a weed head, some sort of weed moth. I don't know. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to try and break down the Mothman mystery. I have my own theories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was a ghost. I think he was an alien.
Oh.
I think it was an alien.
Like a tall gray?
Probably a tall gray, yeah. I don't know, the wing thing, maybe he was flamboyant, and so he wore a cape. You know, I think that aliens probably have their own individual flair.
Once they get here, they're like, I can be whatever I want.
He's an alien superhero.
It doesn't matter that I'm reptile.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You don't know, aliens, they might have style.
Right.
They might have their own styles. This
their own personalities.
One. Maybe he was an angel, but he was misconstrued, you know. And that
he's
the
not
wings,
the angel of death. He's
no,
the angel of dirt.
Of warning. He's, Mothman's not dusty, man. Man.
Man.
Gosh, you're confusing the dust of the moth.
Listen, I remember.
And then we're going to talk Bigfoot.
92.
All of this on Saturday?
No, I don't know. We might bring up a little bit Bigfoot talk, but
I
I'm just fascinated.
The moth
invasion
of 92 where you could walk nowhere.
Oh my gosh, that was horrible. That was horrible. And that was dusty. That was a dusty invasion.
It was gross.
Yeah, that was horrible.
He squirted him with a squirt bottle that left a big brown stain on the wall. It's horrible.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do not.
You weren't here. Ah, you were a gal, a man about town.
Yeah.
Traveling the globe. You're an international traveler. So that's what we're doing Saturday.
Okay.
Back on track. And then we're going to have some Instapot dinner. I'm going to make us some Instapot meatball sandwiches.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty excited.
Are we going to make the soup today?
Yes, we bought a ham.
Yeah.
We're going to make a alligator. She sent us another gift from a wonderful person. Two different kinds of soup mixes from Honey Bake Ham.
Yeah.
So we got a white bean, and a
navy bean.
That's a multi bean.
The navy bean is the white bean.
You looked at it. It had lentils. There's lentils in there.
Lentils.
Yeah. So we're going to do
eat
that.
Eat the lentils with your ham.
Beaners.
Put the ham in your mouth.
They like to eat beans.
What did we make in our Instant Pot last night? Fried rice.
Oh, fried rice.
How was that?
Oh, good. Chicken fried rice.
Nice.
Yeah, it came out well.
I
made
mushy.
Jamaican oxtails last night.
Ooh.
You made the oxtail?
In the Instant Pot.
Ooh. How were the oxtails?
Delicious.
They taste taily?
No.
What do they taste like?
Like beef.
Ah, beef.
You can't tell that it's a tail? You can't tell it's a tail?
You know, the bone is very vertebrae-y.
Yeah?
You can see, you know,
yeah,
the facets and the vertebral body.
Oh, for those,
oh,
yeah,
the
vertebrals.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like looking at those vertebrals when I'm eating.
But it's so tender, you could just, like, shake a bone and the meat all comes
really?
Off.
Really? So how long did it cook?
I did 40 minutes with a 25-minute
decompression.
Yeah.
Decompression.
Yeah. Yeah.
A natural release.
Natural release.
A natural release. That's where you just let it go when you're standing up and you don't sit down.
After 40 minutes of good hot steam, natural released it.
That's right. Yeah. I love it.
Now, Shelly, I don't know if this is true. She's just trying to be funny. But she put Freak Show in her oxtail stew.
Ooh. That's a good
so
idea.
So good. She used a lot of O's. So I'm thinking she actually did it. In an Instapot, nice. Shelly? Because that seems weird that there would be a double double.
No, I use wine like in lamb shakes or...
There would be an oxtail stew story coming.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I could see how they would go together. The red wine would go with the meat.
Mm-hmm.
With the beef?
Mm-hmm.
With the ox?
Mm-hmm.
But
I do like braised short ribs.
Ox is weird. What about... That just seems weird. It's
why?
I don't know.
How is it what much different than a cow?
What other part of the ox do we eat?
Ox is really a cow.
Yeah.
So cow tail.
Cow tail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of the brown ones that are all
like,
hairy.
Like the thing with Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's red.
Right.
It's red ox.
Sometimes you show how white you are.
Wow. That
I'm
was
just saying.
Something.
Sometimes, like, you're like a glowing light. Not like a cool white, like a bright
Blue.
White.
His ox name
Blue.
Was Blue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Blue. Crazy. She said she did hers in a copper
amazing.
Pot.
Amazing.
She's
so
fancy.
Tender.
Ooh, copper pot.
Yeah, and it's so
copper
tender.
Copper pot. That's a Netflix
And her
movie.
Tail is tender, is what she said. Mm-hmm. That's her words, not mine. Not mine.
We should see how tender her tail is.
Well, I'm even kind of freaked out by the marrow.
People eat the marrow.
Oh, I love the marrow.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. You eat
it on
the tail.
A cracker.
Yeah, you probably uh-huh. eat the
suck it
brain
out.
And the tripe.
I'll do tripe. I don't
yeah.
know about brain.
Yeah. I like menudo, but I eat around the tripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not eating menudo.
No, that's just eating the juice.
And the hominy.
Hominy.
I love that hominy stuff in there.
Hominy.
Do you know Berlinella? Try that.
What is it?
On Christmas. B-I-R-I-Y-A-N-I. Birani? Birani. If anyone would know, it would be you. She's making up words.
No, that's the other one.
That's that dude's profile name.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, that's an Indian dish.
Yeah. Oh.
With Birani.
Hey, try and call back there, Vlad. Or Val. Val.
Are you set up?
Yes. Well, I can be set up in 10 seconds. Boom. Set up. Call back and tell us what you're talking about here. Berlarini, you've made up words.
At least tell us how to make it.
All right, we're all set up. We can take calls. If you want to call in. And is that a beef dish?
No, different. It could be lamb, chicken, veggie.
They had lamb shanks at the store the other day. I was going to buy one, but I didn't know what to do with it. A small one was like $9, and it was about the size of this cup.
Yeah, you put it in your Instapot.
And put it with what in there?
Some freak show.
And what else? Like, what else? That's the one thing I don't get about the Instapot. I put the rice in there last night. The rice came out really mushy. It was more oatmeal.
A beef Indian dish. Yeah, just too long. Got to go a shorter setting. But we're just trying all the settings because we've not tried anything on
it. Oh, yeah, you used the rice button.
I used the rice setting last night, and that was too much.
It was too much rice.
It was
maybe that's
much
for like
time.
Two cup of rice.
Maybe.
Search Google. Oh.
Search
yeah, I guess
it.
I could do it myself. No, please, if you could tell me how to do it and use the best spices and three different cooks that do it the best and then their references.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Get back to me. Tell me what it is. That's great.
Can you even get it here? Well, I guess it's just a cow dish. It's a matter of spices.
Yeah, it's a matter of spices.
Whatever this dish is, this...
there's a...
Biryani.
How do you spell it?
Yeah, there's a place I go
to. B-I-R-I-Y.
B-I-R-I-Y-A-N-I.
Oh, what's that? Dry Creek in Santa Fe. The old Burger King over there is now...
Dry Creek in Santa Fe.
Yeah. Is that Dry
Creek? It's mixed rice.
Can't be. Yeah. Santa Fe hits Mineral at Aspen Grove, County Line.
Excuse me, Broadway.
Broadway.
Broadway and Dry Creek.
Broadway and Dry Creek. Broadway and Arapaho.
You know where that...
Broadway and Mineral.
Comparable There's to Curry.
Waffle House is... Is that Dry Creek?
That's County Line.
County Line, okay.
Okay, so, the County Line. There's
So where the Waffle House is on County Line, there's an Indian restaurant over there, and you can get that.
Is it in that little shop at behind the Burger King?
Burjani, maybe?
It's where the Burger King
is. It's the old – I think I've seen that. Yeah.
It's great.
See, I don't know. I just don't know what to order. Like, if I go to an Indian restaurant, I get a gyro. I get some gyro and falafels.
Order the dish you just told
me. Burjani.
Burjani.
No, I think it's Burjani.
Burjani. Maybe the J is silent. Maybe it's Biryani.
A J instead of a Y. Well, it's a Y, Biryani. But it's pronounced J.
Oh.
That's what it says here in Wikipedia, anyways. B-I-R-J-A-N-I. Biryani.
Oh, don't hesitate. Give us a call.
Chicken.
All are accepted here, my man. Give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to talk with you. Especially, it's like...
There's cilantro in it.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning where you are, so... Oh, it's a lot of cilantro? So I'm going to love it. If it's full, it's got cilantro, and I'm going to love it.
Two cilantro lovers, one...
I love cilantro.
And I'm the third that only tastes soap.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
But I don't like mango like you. I'm not... Well,
I don't like mango.
I don't disagree.
Mango tastes like
I don't dislike mango as much as you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. There we go. Ooh.
Ooh, they say it's comparable to curry. It's very spicy.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It's a spicy dish. I think aren't a lot of Indian dishes kind of spicy?
Yeah, but, you know, the restaurants here in America, they've Americanized them. So give them your spice number.
Give me all the
Yeah, if you don't
spice
want it so hot.
Two,
like they usually ask you, don't they? Like, this is a curry. How hot do you want it?
I just don't know. I feel intimidated when I go into places and I don't know anything about the food. Like
Ariel
I've never
loves
eaten
curry.
I've never eaten Thai food because I don't even know
we need to go
what
to
is it? What is it?
I'm you know hungry right now. We should just go.
We should go eat right now.
Yeah. I've never eaten Thai food. Japanese, that's pretty much just sushi, right?
No.
No?
It's like yakitori and
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
I love sushi, but I only get it from the grocery store because I don't know anything about sushi.
Oh, that's not great sushi.
And I don't want to. I know, but
sushi.
I don't want to blow money on. Like the sushi place up here, I guess, is buy one, get one free sometimes.
No, that's not great sushi either.
And I've heard this place is good.
No, it's not. I've eaten there. And
what's up, Midge?
I've only eaten there once.
Yeah? Oh, really? It wasn't that good?
No.
Oh, see? So there you go. That's why I don't go to sushi. Because I would go to the place that you just said not to go to, and so I eat a King Soopers because that little guy down there, he seems to like know what he's doing. He's all spicy. And I go, yeah, and he's
spicy guessing. Crunchwrap.
Yeah, and
spicy, not so spicy.
So go to another place and order spicy Crunchwrap.
Yes. Oh, they have that everywhere. I thought that was just a King Soopers thing.
Spicy, not so spicy.
Try spicy. So crunchy, I go in. Three or four different places and find your fave.
You ever been to a place in downtown Littleton?
The sushi place?
No, the sushi place right there by the Toast.
Oh, no.
No, I hear that place is good, too. There's a freaking bunch of commercials. Give us a free fish.
That's funny.
I think I would take a couple free admittance to that gong show thing.
The gong bath?
Yeah, the gong bath.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I could use some summer solstice
winter
refreshing.
Solstice.
Winter solstice, yeah. Like bathing.
Now the days start to get longer after Saturday.
So Saturday's the shortest, right?
Yeah. The shortest day of the year.
Because
winter's half over.
Yep. And from it's there on out, they get longer.
Colder.
No, longer days. Shorter
I know.
Nights.
I know,
right
but
now,
longer days.
We will
more
hit
sun.
Our longest night and our shortest day on the winter solstice. The day is the shortest.
Right, because the sun comes up early. I could go get the book.
The sun does not come up early. It comes up late.
And the sun comes up late.
Down early.
It goes down early, like 4:08.
Yeah.
I have a book.
Get your book.
They were hammering the book.
Why don't you put your book on your in my mouth? I mean, come on. Get your book out.
He said, don't threaten me with a good time.
Get your farmer's almanac.
That's knowledge you're swallowing. Swallow.
Yeah, swallow that knowledge.
We try to be nice. We like everybody.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
love everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're so behind in your book.
No, it's November. Oh. It's December right here.
Let's see what it says in your farmer's almanac.
Well, yeah, I know. Bad eyes. So we're looking at the 21st, right?
Yeah, that's Saturday.
The 21st, the sun will rise at 7:10.
That's so late. Wow.
And on, gee whiz, on Friday, the sun will, or the day before, yeah, Friday the 20th, it sets at 4:14.
Wow.
So that's a full 12 hours and 1 minute.
That is amazing. Darkness.
Man, how do they do it in Alaska?
Darkest day of the year. I don't know because, man.
They do it one night at a time.
That is exactly right.
Man. That's crazy.
All right, so 4:14.
I'm ready for him to start getting longer.
That's crazy.
I want to grow some stuff.
Seven.
Because after this, like after Christmas, you have like a month and a half before you need to plant your seeds.
What?
Yeah. Depending on what you're growing.
What the hell? Mm-hmm. So the sun rises on Saturday at 7:10, and it set at 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what's the next day?
The next day it will set at 4:15. It will set at 4:15 on Saturday and come up at 7:10 the next day. So a minute.
Yeah,
shorter.
And so then what is it? It's a minute every day. Every
day
it just
God,
adds
it
a
is,
minute.
It is a minute.
Yes, well, every day adds.
Not
a minute.
The 23rd or 24th.
What is it?
The same. 7:11 at 7:16 and 4:16.
Oh. And then a minute.
Oh, that's weird. Like every other day.
It's a minute.
It's a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every third day.
Yeah.
It's a minute.
A whole minute.
So it takes 30 seconds.
Yep. I liked it when I dropped you off at work because, oh, I think there's a dog outside.
Oh.
Every time I would take you, like as soon as you got out, the sun would come up right away. You know what I mean? I love it when it's long days.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Good night. We'll see you later.
All right. What's the egg thing? We should do that.
What egg thing?
Can't you balance?
That's on the equinox.
Isn't that what this is?
The summer, the winter solstice? No. I think that's in the, I feel like it's in the summer.
This isn't the winter equinox?
Maybe.
Was there two dogs outside?
No, one came in a long time ago.
I didn't even know that dog was down here.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Well, okay. Let's just go with this right here.
Trying to unweird her.
Let's just go out with this. Oh, shit, I unplugged it.
Okay. Want me to plug it back in?
What's your suggestion there, Vala?
Let me have your... You don't need that. I want the other one. I want this one.
Oh, for that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to call it quits. We've been here an hour and a half already.
Yeah.
We need to
Well, let's see if we can get a suggestion before we go.
What's your suggestion really quick before we go? Say VPK.
VPK.
VPK, what's your suggestion?
Maybe that's it, to call him VPK.
Oh, that's it.
VPK.
I like it. VPK.
That's better.
It's very cool. What kind of group? Like a party group? He wants to create a group.
Oh, I love groups.
I love me sexy group. WhatsApp. Oh, I don't know anything about WhatsApp.
We'll have to look at WhatsApp. We're not on there.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Are you
People
on WhatsApp?
Use it?
When you travel internationally.
Oh, are you on WhatsApp?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look into WhatsApp.
I will look into WhatsApp.
You can make Wi-Fi phone calls for free.
What?
Oh.
Yeah,
over the WhatsApp.
Well, isn't that owned by Facebook, though?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. If you know about WhatsApp, you can always email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, I love that.
Or anything else you want to know about or hear about, just email us.
And
let
to
us
bring
know
it
what's going on.
All the way back to the beginning, we want to learn how to dance. If you are a dance instructor or you learned how to dance and you would like to teach us and you know how to dance, and not thumbs and finger guns.
No.
We need some real dance. We want to do some swing dancing. We want to learn how to actually dance.
Yeah.
Pole dancing.
Pole dance, whatever. But
Charleston,
as long as it can
Charleston.
Swing. Definitely email us everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
All right.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye.
Love me. You said sex. Oh, yeah. Love me. Sexy. Our zodiac signs are compatible. Clocking that ass from across the room. Your body says nothing. Your mind says sexy. Love me.